Glad to be in God's house. Had a great time so far at the camp out. We got there Monday afternoon, and we were there Tuesday and then came back today. And I was making a fire in the fire pit. I mean, we were staying right next to the Gilberts. And we both kind of had, our cabin was called the Dove, and their cabin was called the Raven. I'd prefer the Dove anytime over the Raven, personally. But we're making fire, we're cooking everything over the fire, and I went to go get some wood in the woodshed, and I opened the door, and there's this giant snake right there. Anybody like snakes? Oh, weirdos. Weirdos. I hate snakes. Terrible. And but we got to make, we made chopped potatoes over an open fire. I'm telling you. Some of that Pampered Chef applewood smoke rub on them. Oh, it was delicious. We had such a good time up there. And I know I keep talking about it, but I'm telling you, I encourage you, if you've never been up there, go next year. Make a plan for a few days. Get up there. There's cabins. You can bring, if you can get your hands on a camper, use a camper or tent out if you're brave. I might tent out with Donald next year, but it's a great time. So camp out this week, and then we leave Saturday for Pensacola, Florida. And oh, it's going to be beautiful down there. I can't wait for that. And pray for our teens again, as we mentioned before. And it's going to be great. They got a wonderful thing going down there at the college. I'd never been before, so I'll be able to see the college as well. And so be praying for us as we go down there. It's going to be a great time. And we're stopping at Bakey Road Baptist Church on the way down. Faith Music Mission, we support them. That's where it's located, right there in Evansville, Indiana. We're stopping there for church Sunday morning. Pastor Stephen Russ, he's been here a couple times and preached. And it's going to be a great time. But I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited tonight. I'm having a good time tonight. I love being at my church. I look out and I say, man, people don't look like they're excited to be here. I think I'm the only one. But it's okay to be happy about being in church. Even if you're tired, some of you worked a long day and you're tired, but I encourage you, man, I'm excited about being here. Man, share some of that excitement. Catch the spirit. I'm excited about being a member of Loomis Park Baptist Church. I'm excited about being a youth pastor. All the stupid things I get to do and get paid to do it. Amen. Woo! That's fun. But I'm telling you, I'm going to talk. That's my message tonight. My message tonight is get excited about God. Get excited about God. We're in Psalm 150. Let's read it together. You read along with me. I'm going to read starting in verse 1. It says this: Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. And I bet you could praise Him for the mighty acts in your life that you've seen already. I've only been around 24, almost 25 years, and God's done some pretty mighty things in my life. I'll tell you one thing with my salvation. That's pretty mighty to save an old sinner like me. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Man, God is a great God. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. I play the guitar. I can praise God with my guitar. Miss Vivian praised Him with the organ tonight. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. We're not talking about drums here, folks. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And right here, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everybody take a deep breath. And let it out. You know, you're supposed to praise the Lord because you've got breath. You're still alive. You're still kicking. Hey, we're supposed to praise God. We're supposed to be excited about God. And that last phrase says, praise ye the Lord. Man, God is a God that we can get excited about. I'll tell you, the Muslims, they can't get excited about their God because He's not alive. Hey, the Buddhists can't get excited about a little fat statue because it's not doing anything for them. But we can get excited about our God because of what He's done for us. It's time as a church, it's time as a Christian to get excited about God. Listen, I'll try to be slow tonight, and I'll try to maybe quiet down, but I'm telling you, I'm excited about the Lord, and that's okay. If you've got a problem with it, I'm sorry, but I'm excited about my God. I'm excited about Jesus Christ. I'm excited that He died for me. Listen, I'm not excited enough. Listen, there's times when I'm not excited, when I take it for granted, and it's not right. I'm supposed to be excited, continually excited about the things of God. God is a God that we can get excited about. It's time to stop acting like being a Christian is a hassle. So often, without even realizing it, we act like being saved by the grace of a great God is a hassle. Oh, I have to go to church today. I've been there. Hey, I've been there. I'm tired. Oh, I have to go to church today. No, we get to go to church today. Oh, I have to teach my Sunday school. I have to teach the teen class. No, I get to do those things. Oh, I have to do nursery. Well, with my kids, I understand that. But listen, you get to do the nursery. Amen. You get to serve God. You get to sing in the choir. You get to be an usher. Man, God is a great God, and we can get excited about Him. Amen? Amen. Amen. I like to hear that. Listen, don't treat being a Christian like a hassle.
Man, think about it in your daily life. Look back even this past weekend for church and say, man, was I excited this weekend about being in church? Was I a little bit more, I'm tired? Listen, I've been there, folks. I understand it, but we got to get excited about God. We get excited about everything else. I know there's some pretty strong Tigers fans in here that are excited about them. Maybe not recently because I heard they lost, but you're excited about them when they're in the playoff, when they're playing. Man, you can watch a game and you're sitting there watching the TV. Maybe you're there at the stadium and you're, whoa, yeah, hit the ball, whatever. And you're excited about the Tigers. Listen, I know that me, I don't really care about baseball, but I tell you what I do care about, food. And when I get home from work and I smell a roast chicken in the oven, man, I can get excited about that. I see the potatoes in the KitchenAid spinning around. My wife putting stick after stick of butter in there, and I'm excited about that. I love that kind of stuff. That's something that I get excited about. I know new parents, they have a new baby. They get excited about everything that kid does. Oh, he took this, he rolled over. Oh, he's moving. Oh, he twitched. Look at that. That's exciting. Oh, look at, I know parents even get excited about the first time their kid fills their diaper. Listen, if you can get excited about that, then you can definitely get excited about God. Amen? Amen. How about this? Grandparents get excited about their grandkids. Amen. I know some that first one comes and they're so thrilled about it. Listen, we can get it. And those things are okay. It's okay to get excited about those things. But it's not okay to be excited about everything else and not about God and His work. That's not okay. God deserves us to praise Him. God deserves praise. He deserves our hearts to be hearts that are excited about Him. Get excited about God. Get excited about His work. Get excited about His word. Tonight I want to answer, and if I keep talking this fast, this message can be over quick. So I'll try to slow down. But I want to answer tonight a few questions that relate to our message. Some questions, and we'll answer them. We'll be done. We'll head out, and we'll have a great night. Number one, why should I get excited about God? Why should I get excited about God? I asked when I was writing my notes down, I wrote that question out and I immediately thought, what a dumb question that is. There are so many reasons to get excited about God. Listen, how about the fact that we're saved? I know we've had times before when we've asked for salvation testimonies and you've raised your hand up and remember 50 years and 40 years and 30 years that I've been saved. I'll tell you folks, that's something to get excited about. I know I was only 11 years old at Pioneer Valley Baptist Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. I've told the story before, but I don't mind telling it again because it's a great story. And I knew I was a sinner. I was a young man doing the sound tape, the sound system in the back, flipping the tape so they record the message, and I knew I was on my way to hell. And I decided as a young boy, even though I'd already made a profession, but I knew I wasn't saved, and I went to an altar, knelt down, got saved, didn't tell anybody about it for a month. But listen, the fact that God Himself saved my soul, I don't have to spend a moment in hell. That's something to get excited about. How about the fact, why should we get excited about God? How about the fact that we're commanded to? The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's getting excited about God. That's being thrilled. I know there's a song called I Still Get a Thrill. I still get a thrill out of knowing the Lord saved me. We're commanded to get excited about God. How about for all that He's done in our lives? There's so many things. We could go on and on. If I even began to talk about all the things, the reasons why, we'd be here for years. And if you did the same, listen, the list would go out the door, down the road, all the way up 94, all the way to Shipshawana, Indiana. Listen, it's a long list, and it's going to keep growing because God has done so much for us. He's done so much for us. I think of my sweet family, my healthy kids, my van, my house, my job, my clothes, everything. Listen, I can get excited about God, and so can you. Listen, your situation is different than mine, but each one of us have reason after reason of why we can get excited about God. We can get excited about God. We should get excited about God. The Bible says that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. Listen, God loves us enough. He cares about us. He is interested in our needs. He's interested in our problems. Listen, there are reasons after reasons after reasons to be excited about God. Why should I get excited about God? Oh, because of what He's done. How about your church that you have to come to? This church has stood for, I believe it's 118 years this year. Man, praise the Lord for that. Listen, we can get excited about God because of the church that He's given you. Many of you have been members, some of you have been members here for 40, 50 years. God's allowed you to stay in the same church, the same standards, preaching the same Bible, preaching the same message for all these years. That's something to get excited about. Amen. Amen. I'm getting excited. That's all right. How about in your life? You can think of reasons. You can think of reasons. I don't know all your situations, like I said, but you can. I know if you stop and thought for 1 minute, you know, why should I get excited about God? I'm not really excited like I should be. What are some reasons? They start coming like that. Because we all of us have reasons. Even in the midst of our problems, even in the midst of our struggles, we can get excited about God because He's given us so many reasons. He deserves our praise. He deserves for us to get excited about Him. The God of creation who created this world cares about me. The same God who delivered Noah and his family from the flood is the same God who wants to deliver me out of my problems. The same God who rescued Daniel from the lion's den is the same God that wants to rescue me from my struggles and my problems. The same God who protected Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the fiery furnace is the same God who wants to take me through each fiery trial in my life. That's the same God that so many get excited about. The same God who helped David slay Goliath and kill Goliath with that sling and that stone. It's the same God who wants to help me face the giants in my life, face the big struggles in my life that are going to try to overtake me. God, the same God who helped David, is the same God who wants to help me take those giants out. That's the same God. The same God who knows the number of the stars in the sky and the number of hairs on my head and the number of sand on the sea, on the seashore. That same God knows my name and cares about me. The same hands that healed the blind man's eyes, the same hands that were pierced, are the same hands that want to wrap themselves around me on my darkest nights and on your darkest nights. Those same hands want to help you. The same voice who spoke this world into existence. It's the same voice that wants to speak to your heart in a still small voice. The same voice. Oh, the same heart that looked out in the multitudes and had compassion is the same heart that cares about us. That's something to get excited about. We need to get excited about God. We need to stop getting in our comfort zone and doing what we like to do. And we need to get out of that and be excited about the things of God. It's time as a church, it's time as a Christian to get excited about God. I don't care if you're 7 years old or 70 years old. Everyone can get excited about God. Hey, you may not be able to jump around like a maniac like me, but you can still raise a hand, say amen. You can still get involved in your heart. You can be excited. It can show on your face. Let's get excited. Excited about God. The best solution for a boring life is to get excited about God. That's the truth. That's the truth. And I'm sticking to it. Listen, let's get excited about God. Why should I get excited about God? We answered that question. I think I answered that question. I hope I did. Next question. How should I get excited about God? How should I get excited about God? Well, the Bible does say in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Listen, you may not like the sound of your joyful noise, but God does, and He wants to hear you sing. We can sing to God, we can praise His name, and that's a way we can get excited about God by singing. We sing the songs in church. It's so easy to sing the hymns, and I know the hymns by heart. I've sung them my whole life, and sometimes, and I know you're with me on this, you start singing that hymn, and the next thing you know, you're not even paying attention because you already know the words. It's just going right, coming right out. You're not even thinking about the words. If you stopped and thought about the words of some of the songs that we sing, listen, and you started taking that song, and instead of just going through the motions, we actually use that song to praise God, to honor His name. Listen, that's a way to get excited about God. Man, when we sing that song, I've got a mansion over the hilltop, and I start thinking about my grandma in heaven and other family members in heaven. Man, I get excited because, listen, we are going to spend eternity in heaven if you're saved. And listen, that's something to get excited about. If we thought about what we sang, songs like Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever. He sought me, let me look for you, and He bought me with His redeeming blood. And I know praise God's not in there, but I always throw it in there because I'm excited about it. Oh, the songs that we sing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Oh, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's a way that we can get excited about God. We can also talk about God. We can talk about Him at our jobs, at our schools, at home, wherever we are. We can talk about God because we're excited about Him. You're excited about God. You just can't stop talking about Him. That's a good problem to have, not being able to stop talking. Listen, hey, I may talk too much, but hopefully what I'm talking about most of the time is the Lord. Because I'm excited about Him. And if you're excited, truly excited about the Lord, you will talk about Him. You will be a witness. Man, how else can we show? How can we get excited about God? By showing it on our face. Man, from up here sometimes, the view And I know I've sat there too. Sometimes it's as a youth pastor, as a pastor, you look out in the crowd and you're like, man, people look like they're having a really bad day. And maybe you did have a bad day. That happens. I understand that. But man, we can show on our face that we're excited about God. We're excited about His salvation. We're excited about His church and about His work and about His word. And if you're excited about God, truly excited about Him, which we should be, you'll show it on your face and in your smile and your shout. Shouting amen. Excited about being in God's house. Excited about His word. Maybe even you're in your bedroom doing your devotions and God speaks to your heart. And you can in your own room shout amen. Who cares if anyone not people are there sleeping? Man, wake them up. It's all right. It's good to be excited about God. Show it on your face. How else can you show that you're excited about God? By getting involved. By getting involved in the work of God. Man, this church, we can always use more helpers everywhere. I think of Sunday school classes and the choir and the bus and so many soul winning on Saturdays. Listen, getting involved in the work of God proves that you're excited about God. Listen, someone that's not excited about God is not going to show up for soul winning. That's the bottom line. Unless they're doing it to impress somebody, but I don't think that's going to happen. When you're excited about the things of God, then you're going to get involved. And the same with the opposite. When you're not excited about the things of God, maybe you just kind of got a little complacent in your Christian life, which, if we're not careful, that can happen to any of us. It can happen to this youth pastor standing right here. I could get complacent in my walk with God and in my standing with the Lord because I'm not excited about Him. But when you are excited about the things of God, when you do want to please Him and you're excited about Him and you want Him to be pleased with you, listen, and you're going to get involved. You're going to do whatever you can to serve God. Man, even if it's cleaning toilets, you're going to be excited about working for the Lord and about His work. Get involved. That's a way you can show. How else can you show? By hitting the altar. That's a way to show that you're excited about God. Listen, we don't hit the altar to so everybody can see us. We don't do that at all. That's why we have our heads bowed. But listen, it proves your excitement. Man, you're excited. You want God to work in your heart. You want to make a decision for the Lord. So you'll hit the altar. You'll run to the altar and say, Lord, I want to make a decision. Lord, I want you to be pleased with me. Lord, fix this, fix it, whatever it is. I'm going to give this up. That means you're excited about God. We've got to get excited about the Lord. Live your life so that people can tell that you're excited about God. I think of when I used to work at Turf Care, a fertilizer company. And I come in Monday morning. I was in charge of the bus ministry back in Holyoke at Mountain View Baptist Church. And man, God did some great things there at the church. And we saw the bus ministry grow after several months. And we had campaigns. And we had hundreds of kids coming to church. It was exciting. And I get there to Turf Care Monday morning. Everybody's tired and grumpy. And we had maybe 100 on the bus the day before. We had Goldfish Sunday or something like that. I ate like 9 goldfish and all the kids had a good time. And I get to church or I get to work on Monday morning. And I walk in and I find the supervisor and say, hey, man, how's it going, Joe? Oh, good to see you. I said, yeah, man, we had 100 kids on the bus yesterday. It was crazy. And they're looking at me like I'm a maniac, like you're dealing with 100 kids on the weekend. We're supposed to be relaxing. But I'm excited. I said, man, we had 100 kids on Goldfish Sunday. Everybody got a goldfish. And I ate 3 of them, and the kids were laughing. Man, it was awesome. You should bring your kids to church. And listen, hey, you can be excited about God. I don't care if they don't care about that. I want them to know that I care about it. Get excited about God. Get excited. Live your life so people can see that you're excited about God. Maybe you can just walk around excited and they'll say, what are you so excited about? And then you can tell you what I just told you. And you can spend 20 minutes telling them how good God is in your life. Get excited about God. Man, think about, before we move any further, I want you to think in your heart. Think in your heart deep inside. Am I excited about God like I was when I got saved? Am I excited about God like I was 3 years ago? Is my level of excitement the same as it's been, or is it lower, is it higher? Listen, think about that in your life. How excited are you about the things of God? Third question we ask, why should I get excited about God? We ask, how should I get excited about God? And then number three is, where should I get excited about God? Simple answer, folks, everywhere you go. You can be excited about God. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, starting in your home. Listen, my kids are watching me. My kids are watching what I get excited at. And if they don't see me getting excited about the things of God, then I put my money that they're not going to be excited about things of God when they get older either. Listen, your kids are watching you, and I know parents, I've only been a parent for almost 3 years. That's not long at all comparatively. But listen, let me remind us all again and remind myself that my kids are watching me. They are watching what excites me. I need to make sure that I'm excited about God, especially at my home. And allow the presence of God into my home. I want the presence of God in my house. I want the Holy Spirit to be in our home. I want it to be so evident. I want my kids to feel safe at home, and I want them to know that, hey, home is also a sacred place. The church is sacred, but so is home, because we're the family of God. We're going to serve God with our lives. I want my kids to know that. I want them to see excitement in Daddy's eyes when we go out soul winning. Hey, I don't want them to see on a Sunday morning we're driving. We don't have a long drive to church, but I don't want them to see that, oh, I don't feel like going to church today. Oh man, I got to lead singing again for all these people. Oh, man. I don't want that. I don't want them ever to see that. No, I want to be excited about serving God so that He sees it in me. And he can say, you know what, man, Daddy really cares about the things of God. Daddy really, really loves the Lord. Man, and he seems to be happy. I need to do what he's doing. Because you know what? Our kids want to be us. That's what they want to be. Dad, that's what they want. They're looking at us. That's who they want to be. And I want my son, if he's going to desire to be like me, then I better be doing the right things. I better be getting excited about the right kind of things. Especially my home. Hey, teenager or elementary student at your school. You can be excited about God. I don't care if you go to public school, Christian school. I don't care if you're homeschooled. You'd be excited about God when you go to school. Your friends are watching. People are watching. Be a testimony. Be a testimony. If you go to college, hey, be excited. At your college, at your job, where you work, be excited about God. Man, people should know that you're a Christian. I spent too many times at different jobs early on as I got out of high school. And I wasn't a good enough testimony. I know I wasn't. I feel guilty about it still. I didn't let people know I was a Christian until later on. And I finally decided one time when I got to turf care, you know what? I've messed up enough times on my other jobs. I'm going to make sure they know from day one that I'm a preacher and that I'm a Christian and that I'm not going to be doing stupid stuff. I'm not going to be cussing. I'm not going to be doing those things. I want them to know that from day one. I'm not going to be proud about it, but I want them to know. And you know what? The Lord blessed it. The Lord allowed me to move up in that job and get promoted and you lose maybe I think we saw maybe 9 people saved in the 2 years I worked there, just being able to talk to them. Listen, God can use you, but you've got to be the one to decide that you're going to be excited about God at your job. You've got to make the decision to be excited about God. Oh, in public, be excited. Everywhere we said, but in public. You know, people need hope, folks. People need hope. People need answers. And you know what they're not going to get? They're going to try to find it in a bottle or a pill or things like that. But listen, we could be there. We could show them the answer. Even in our spirit. I know a story of a preacher in California. He walked into a gas station just whistling a hymn, just kind of excited, happy about the Lord, and just whistling. I can't whistle very well. But he's whistling, and he gets up to the counter, and the cashier says, "Why are you so happy?" And he said, well, and you know what? He used his opportunity to be a witness. And he gave the gospel to this man, told him he's a pastor at a church, gave him a tract. And this man says, you know what? I'm already saved. I'm a Christian. But I've been away from God for many years. And you know what? That man, he invited him into church. That man came to church. And that was many, many decades ago. And that man, this church still there, deacon in the church, been faithful, bring his family to church. All because someone decided to be excited about God in public. Wherever they went, they were going to be excited about the things of God. And God used that in someone's life and brought a backslider back to repentance. And that man got right with God and the Lord's using him. God can use you to do that. But you've got to decide to be excited about God. Wherever you are, people need hope. People need answers. The lady at the grocery store that you're going to see this coming week, you don't know what she's going through. Maybe she needs some encouragement. Maybe she needs to see someone with a smile instead of dealing with customers who are giving her a hard time and yelling at her and arguing with her. Maybe she needs to see someone who's a little bit extra friendly. Who maybe invites her to church. People need that. People need to see that. You get a plumber that comes to your house. Man, be excited about God. Oh, I will. Man, I know in my life how much I fail at this. And even preaching now, I'm getting convicted thinking about my own life. Because I need to get more excited about God. I need to be more excited about the things of God, about His Word, about being a witness. About being excited about God wherever I go, no matter if I go to the gas station, anywhere. We've got to get excited about God. Hey, how about at church? We definitely need to get excited about God at church, at His house. That's in our singing out, and our amen, and our shout, and raising our Bibles, and running to the altar, and just being involved. Listen, it's not a show, folks. No, it's not a show. Some people think, oh, people are loud, they shout amen, and they're just doing it to show off. That's not true at all. No, 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 no. It's okay to shout amen. It's okay to shout praise the Lord. It's okay to shout hallelujah. If the Lord's speaking to your heart, man, don't keep yourself quiet. Go ahead and get loud and praise the Lord. That's okay. I don't care if you don't like it. If someone else wants to do it, don't you get mad at them. No, how about you look at your own heart and say, maybe I need to be shouting amen. Obviously, someone spoke to their heart. How come it didn't speak to my heart? That's what you should be asking. It's okay to be supposed to be excited at church. Man, God doesn't want to look down at a church and see people bored and man, our preacher, he gets excited when he preaches. Doesn't he get excited? He gets loud. He's excited about what he's preaching. And you know, we should be excited as we're listening. Get excited about the things of God, especially at church. We need to get excited about God. Last question. We had, why should I get excited about God? How should I get excited about God? Where should I get excited about God? And last question, when should I get excited about God? The answer is this, right now. Maybe you have been. Start right now. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Today. Starting today, get excited about God. You say, well, I don't know how to. Well, I just gave you about 18,000 different reasons. You can do it. We can get it. I don't care if you're old or young, if you're a quiet person by nature or not. Listen, anyone can get excited about God. And everybody should be excited about the things of God. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your struggles. I know that people face difficulty, health difficulty, financial difficulty, on and on the list can go. You may be facing a trial right now. I'll tell you an easy way to get some peace is to just get excited about God. Why don't you start thinking about all that He's done for you? Why don't you start thinking about all the blessings that He's given you in your life and get excited about God? And I promise all those problems, all those trials, all those bills, all those health difficulties, those will slowly start to fade away because all that you're focused on, all that you're thinking about is the holy God in heaven and all that He's done for you. Get excited about God. Please, church, I'm begging you. We need to get excited. As a church, we need to get excited about God. Heads bowed, eyes.